I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All By the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we are talking about the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, Mutant Mayhem, that released this year. I watched this on a plane, on my plane ride back. So this was the second movie I watched. So if you guys listen to Renfield, I watched Renfield, and I watched this movie on my JetBlue flight back from Buffalo recently. So yeah. Alessandra, do you love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? So man, you really enjoyed this movie.
I have literally never seen a single Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle piece of any media ever in my entire life.
Ever let Megan hear you say that.
I literally have never watched one TV show, nor the weird, like, 3D movie that came out a lot long ago. Like, I don't know, 10 years ago or whatever.
There was the other animated one that came out.
Yeah, that wasn't even, like, animated. Like, honestly, I have no idea.
Was it not?
It's a really... Let me see if I can find...
No, I think it was.
Yes, it was called TMNT, and it was from 2007.
Oh, that long ago?
Yes, and they're like, really? They're like live action 3D. It's very strange because,
there was another. Was there not another one?
They just look really not right. But. This cast is crazy. Lawrence Fishburne, Chris Evans, Patrick Stewart, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Are you kidding me?
In the 2007 one? Oh my gosh.
Okay. Anyway, going back to it, I've never watched them. I've never watched any animated show. It is a very on par with the same kind of level as Power Rangers for me. Like, it is just not for me. Like, I never watched it. Mm-hmm. And it's also very male-coded. Like, it's very boyish, you know? Like, it's not really something that I would have watched as a kid. I'm sorry. Sorry to Megan. But, you know, this movie I enjoyed immensely. So, if this is what I watched, if I watched a TMNT, I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. My sister-in-law, she loves the Turtles. She loves them so much. She grew up watching the show. She, I think, dressed up as one of them for Halloween. She loves the Turtles. I believe her and I have yet to have our TMNT movie marathon. I've probably seen one of the movies, maybe. And that's a very hard maybe. or watched it in passing if like she was watching it, but yeah, so definitely grew up knowing that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were a thing, but yeah, never really had an interest, but this movie was very cute. I liked it a lot. I liked that the voice actors were actually like teenagers, like young teenagers, because I feel like in all the other iterations of TMNT, they're a lot older, and like they don't even really seem like teenagers. They seem like adults.
Okay.
From my limited knowledge,
these were like serious teens, like capital T teens.
Yeah.
They were acting like my teenage cousins act.
And oh my gosh, they were. Oh my gosh, they totally were.
So yeah, I was definitely enjoying that.
Yeah, I really liked the banter between these voices. I thought they had really great chemistry. I thought they were, sorry if you can hear sirens. Jeez, I can never keep my window open. my goodness. But yeah, I loved the voice acting. I thought their back and forth banter was so good. They were really funny. It definitely was kind of giving me like Spider-Verse vibes, like with a really fun animation and the really fun, like kind of very fast back and forth, like humorous, like talking banter.
100%. And in New York City too. So,
oh, for sure. For sure.
It really felt definitely very on the level of, you know, not as sophisticated as Spider-Verse, but definitely like
it had a charm.
In that vein.
It was very charming.
Yeah, that charmingness. Yeah. And I see that the writer, Jeff Rowe, also, and director, he also made Mitchells versus the Machines.
That's also what this was reminding me of. Yes.
Yes. And that was really good, too.
That was a very good movie, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this definitely has a, you know, a chance at getting nominated for an Oscar for the next Oscars because it's got a great team and the animation is really good. And just the, like, the story was really sweet and had kind of like that nice heart to it about not belonging, you know, and feeling like you're an other because you're a mutant and not belonging in the human world. And it was really nice in that sense.
Yeah, so we kind of had, like, the origin. We learned how the ooze went down into the sewer and kind of infected a bunch of different animals and bugs and thing and reptiles that were down in the sewers. So we kind of got to see the origin of that. And then kind of seeing how they really want to go to school and be actual, like, normal teens and be up on the surface with the other humans
and just yeah, be, and like be watch a part, Ferris
be a part
Day
of
off.
Their world. Yeah, and watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Which, wow, I wonder how many of the, oh gosh, of the children that went and saw this movie, like, even understand that reference. They probably don't.
There were a lot of references in this movie that were just, it was for today. Like, one of them even said, like, you don't have any riz. Like,
yes, I heard that.
They were talking about, like, the Marvel movies and, you know, like, all of the celebrities of today as if they were real, you know, like, artists.
Yeah,
like,
and they were filming
artists,
themselves
like
probably on TikTok. Like, who knows?
Yeah, they were talking
like,
about TikTok. Yeah. It was very, very clearly like supposed they were, it, and it really added to the comedy of it too. Like, it was very funny. There was one thing I watched the rest of it today. There was one part that I was like crying laughing at, and I bet that you will agree with me. It was when the rat dad threw them the human party, and he brought out the cardboard cutouts of all the different Chris's.
Yes!
Including Chris Pine in his Star Trek uniform. Yes. And he was like, look at those eyebrows. Chris Pine is the best Chris. And I lost it. I fucking lost it.
These writers are so with it. It's scary. Like, it's so scary. Like, I was like, oh my god, that did not just happen. It was so good. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, that human party. And, oh my gosh. And Jackie Chan as Splinter. So good.
So I didn't know it was him. And then I saw it was him in the
credits. I didn't
know
either.
Like, of course, I love it.
I didn't look at anything until like right now. I was just looking at all of the little baby faces of the kids. Was there someone else you recognized, Alessandra, based on voice? I didn't have to look to know who this was.
Ayo Edebiri, I knew who it was. And then I also recognized Maya Rudolph.
See, I did not recognize Maya Rudolph. I thought her voice was very, I don't know. I just, I couldn't place it. But there was one very specific voice. I was like, oh, Yep. That's who that is.
Is it one of the kids?
No, it's one of the other mutants they meet.
Seth Rogen's voice?
No! Oh my God, Alessandra, you're going to flip. Is it
Natasha?
Yes, Natasha!
Okay. Natasha Dimitriou? Yes, I did figure that out. She was Wingnut, which was the bat.
Yes.
Which is cute because she's a vampire. So.
She's a vampire. That's super cute.
Yeah. Super very, cute. Very sweet. I didn't recognize Rose Byrne or John Cena, which is kind of shocking.
Oh, yeah. I didn't recognize any of them either.
But Giancarlo Esposito.
They were kind of towards like the end of the movie, and I just don't feel like I heard them talk too much. Like, mm-hmm. maybe if they had a bit more... If they had, like, a bit more to say, maybe I would have figured it out eventually. But I was also on a plane. I was trying to just listen. trying to have an amazing movie experience on a plane. It's a little hard.
Yeah, it's not the sometimes. Best.
Yeah.
So one of the kids I recognize, his name is Brady Noon. He was in that movie Good Boys, remember?
Brady Noon.
With your favorite...
With my son.
With your son.
With my son, my adopted son. Let's see.
He was like the kid who played Thor in that.
Oh no, I barely remember this child. But
that
A
movie was
but
funny.
A good on you, Brady. This is a good movie. You did really good job.
Yeah. All the kids were amazing.
Who was your favorite turtle? Who's your favorite turtle, Alessandra?
I mean, probably the one that
I
was like super
nerdy. I can't remember
who
their colors were. I can't remember. So Donatello, Leonardo was the nerd, right? No. No.
Yeah, Leonardo was the one.
The leader.
The blue one was the one that likes April.
April, yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I really was not paying attention. I was not sorting them out in my head, to be honest.
And like, I only remember because
a conglomerate.
And I only remember because they were trying to give themselves last names. They don't have last names, Alessandra. That joke was. they're like, oh my God, I'm gonna sign up for was it like a sport or something or was it a club? It was a club.
It was improv club.
Yes, and
it was Michelangelo, and he was like, I'm gonna have two. But that's my last name, I guess.
Yeah, but then they were making fun of Leonardo because they were like, oh, Leo-Nardo or something. Or like they were like,
how funny. It's called Nardo. And he's like, it's Leonardo, everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be Leonardo. So I think Leonardo's blue.
Yeah.
And, oh, God. Oh, no. Okay, I'm completely lost.
Raphael is red?
There isn't a red one. It's
yes, there is.
Yes,
there's okay. Red, purple, orange, and blue.
You're right.
For some reason,
I thought there was green. Oh my God! For some reason, I thought there was a green one.
They're all green.
What
they're
are all you green.
Talking about?
They're all green.
No. Okay, so actually, their belts have letters on them. So
do they? Don't cheat.
Michelangelo is M is orange.
You
L
cheater.
Leonardo is blue.
You're a big cheater.
The red one is, oh God, I can't. I think that one is. Oh God, R. The red one is R. So
red
that's
one's Raphael. Raphael.
Yes.
Purple's Donatello.
Purple's Donatello.
M is Michelangelo.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all of them. Yeah. So whoever was the nerdy one that was like
Donatello
came in and saw the like Attack on Titan like drawing, and he was like, "Oh my God, this kid loves anime just like me. This is the closest I've ever come to connecting with anybody."
Yeah, it was so cute.
And then they were like, "How do you take down like a kaiju, like a Godzilla?" He was like, oh, an Attack on Titan, they have like these like
they have this weak spot. They have a weak spot
weak
in the back
spot.
Of their neck. They gotta find their weak spot. This movie, dude.
I know this it movie. Was I mean this also Io Edebiri was funny too. Like her so now that I've seen quite a lot of things with her in it, like she basically is a very similar character throughout all the stuff that she's in because her her way of speaking is like very sarcastic, so she just kind of says things like off the cuff, nonchalant, like as if she's trying to keep herself calm all the time, like just kind of like, oh, that's normal. That's completely normal. Everything. Okay. That's, she like kind of like stumbles over her words. And, you know, it's just like the more you hear, she's very, very funny. It works very well with this character, April.
Yeah. Especially with April's, her puke girl or something, whatever her nickname was. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Yeah. But she faced her fear and she got on TV. It was really good. She threw up a little bit.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, she was fine. She was fine. Yeah, that was very cute. The rat dad, I think, was one of my favorites. He was, especially that whole origin story of him and, like, with his kind of, like, late 80s fro and, like, carrying all four babies everywhere and the just batons. Being like, yeah. Oh, my God, it was so cute. I loved it. And he's like asking the boys if they're okay. And he goes, you know, did anybody try to milk you? And they're like, no, Dad, no one tried to milk us. And then literally like two scenes later, they're getting milked.
They get put in the milking machine.
That was and they're like, funny.
Don't tell Dad we got milked. So it was so stupid, but it was so good. Like this is the humor of today. Like this is funny. This is funny right here.
Yeah, it is. It was good.
We could talk about Ice Cube as Superfly. Superfly was really cool. So Superfly was he was one of the mutants that the doctor or professor or whoever was the scientist was the father of, right? And then
he had first made.
And so he took him and his, the, so when the doctor died or got taken in or something, or what happened, it was like an explosion or something, right? Was that what happened?
Yeah, they went in there and killed him basically for his because he had stolen the mutant stuff from the lab, like he had worked there or something, and then he stole it and made his own family with the mutant stuff.
And yeah, so he must have worked for this Cynthia person, or at the same company that the Cynthia person runs, and then he stole the material, the toxic material. Okay.
Yeah. The ooze.
Okay. And so Superfly was kind of, and I kind of liked the different the parallels, but also like the opposites, but like between what Superfly was trying to do and what the Ninja Turtles were trying to do. They all wanted to be accepted, but I guess Superfly was just a bit more angry about the whole situation, where he just wanted to kill the human race and just have the whole world be run by mutant animals, which, you know, pretty decent plan. It's a plan.
Yeah.
It's a dream. You want
to kill all the humans or enslave them.
Kill all humans. Don't we love to hear it? Don't we love to hear that?
Yeah, April's like, oh, that's me.
Like, oh, that's not really going to work out well for me.
Yeah, but so bringing an Ice Cube, he also was kind of like rapping and or like kind of like spouting lyrics the whole time, and that kind of brings in the music aspect of this movie, which was definitely very prominent. Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor did the score and stuff, but also the music was tons of contemporary rap music and hip-hop music, and also like, you know, some other classics like What's Going On. I love that song. They played it like when they were doing a car chase.
Yes, that was such a good scene.
Yeah, so the music was fantastic. It was just like really fun to just have this kind of beat and background throughout the movie, and it added so much like contemporary style to it among the style of movie already.
Yeah. And I loved that messy transition between, like, you know, these mutant Ninja Turtles are training constantly to, you know, protect themselves, but they never actually used any of their talents in person, like, against anyone. And so when they have that first scene where they are helping April get her scooter back, and they're like, I've never actually used this on someone. And it's just, yeah. And it was really messy, and it was such a chaotic fight because they're just screaming. And it was so good because it's like, oh, wow, because you just think the Ninja Turtles are just awesome already. Like, they can throw their ninja stars and they can, you know, smack people with their nunchucks or whatever. But it's just having that super messy first fight scene was super enjoyable. I really liked it.
Yeah, they really act like teens, and they're always like screaming and yelling at each other and like over talking and,
well, yeah, and they didn't sign up for this. Like, I mean, yeah, they're trained to protect themselves, but like this wasn't the ultimate goal, was to be heroes or to, you know, save anyone or kill bad guys. It is what it is. They were just living their lives in the sewers, you know, dreaming of living among the humans, but they just kind of fell into this, and it was very well done. Very, very well done.
It was very well done. I think that, like, Seth Rogen has really been getting so much into, I mean, he already has been for like the past 20 years, really, just doing like so much like extra producing of stuff that he really enjoys, especially comics and old stuff like this. I mean, mm-hmm. TMNT is like old, right? Like, it's from like the 90s at least, right?
Maybe even earlier, because what, didn't this used to be a comic or something?
I have no idea. I don't know anything. I literally, this is the first
origins.
I don't know anything about them. So, like, this was a good, I feel like a good introduction for me, because now I think that they're adorable, and I definitely have like a little soft spot in my heart for especially these turtles in this movie. And there was like a little cutscene at the end, so there may be some more with Maya Rudolph's character. I don't know if you watched through the credits, but it was like in the mid credits.
I think I did watch, what was it again? I think I did watch something.
They go to prom, and then Maya Rudolph's character sees them, and she's like, I gotta figure out a different way to take them down. And so she asks, she's like, oh, the Shredder is coming or something.
Yes. Okay, so here I pulled up this article about the fascinating origin story of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The Heroes in a Half Shell began as a late night goof between two friends. So I'm seeing some very first draft, newspaper cartoon type drawings here. And it said, November 1983, Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird were hard at work on the latest chapter of their comic when Eastman, struck by some unknown inspiration, drew a masked, nunchuck-wielding Ninja Turtle. And he then showed it to Laird, and the two of them shared a laugh at the sheer goofiness of the premise. Because, it's like a... What's it called? Because, like, turtles are known to be slow. But, like, these turtles are very fast. And yes. they're ninjas. So you just don't think of a turtle as being very, agile or flexible or sneaky.
The concept is very silly. So that definitely checks out to being a very, like, to me, a very 90s or 80s kind of thing, where it's like, this is just a really unique character that, what if this? And then eventually there's a story around it. You know, it's cute, it's interesting, and that's probably also why when I was growing up I had no interest in it, because just to me it was like, what is that even supposed to be? Like, would I really enjoy that, you know? Like, as a young girl, I don't know. Like, maybe, but it just was not for me.
It's a contradiction. Isn't that what those Starburst commercials always said?
Yes.
Like but yes, it did start off as a comic, and sure, maybe for you as a child who is also a girl, you were not interested in this, but I'm sure that this concept and these characters were very well loved by all. I mean, what's not to love? They're funny. Joke-cracking teenagers who live in New York and like to eat pizza. I mean, what's more relatable than that?
Exactly. They're so cute. I love them. I really do. I think, like, watching things with teens who are actually teens and act like teens, I find them so much more relatable and charming. Than teens who just act like adults. Like, and you can't expect teens to be making adult decisions, but some teens in this world have to make adult decisions, obviously. But it is, like, I really do enjoy it when there's just kind of, like, a playfulness and they really don't make the right choices and they're really kind of, like, also very obsessed with what's cool and what's, like, what they really love. Like, teens are obsessed with stuff and, like, everything is surrounding them. Like, what's cool? What's, like, something that I love and just being like really, really, really into it. And everyone else around them just being like, that's nice. You know, like having the kind of like outside knowledge or wherewithal to know that like not everyone's obsessed with the same things you are. That's just not something that happens when you're a teen. Like it's just your whole life, right?
Yeah. So. And my worry was that, you know, with all of them looking like turtles and all of them being green, that they, and I think this is a problem for me with like the older ones, is that they didn't really differentiate them too much other than the color of their mask and the weapons that they carry. But like all four of these characters have their different shapes and their different personalities, and they all feel very individual, and stick to their hobbies and their, you know, Raphael's hobby is aggression and hitting things. But, you know, that's also something. I don't really know what the orange one was into. He was the one that befriended, the gecko, right? He liked the gecko.
Played by Paul Rudd. And I have a little Paul trivia. Rudd.
I knew his voice sounded familiar, but I could not place it while I was watching. I was like, who is this gecko? I'm sure I know who it is. And I never looked it up until just now. And I was like, oh, Paul Rudd.
It's funny because so in the trivia, it says, despite a 30 plus year career and over 130 acting credits to his name, Paul Rudd is given an introducing credit, presumably a joke from a longtime collaborator, Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah, probably.
It said introducing Paul Rudd, and I was like, what?
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
That has to be a joke. That's so funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And I mean, and people listening can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think in any other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, like, show or movie that they ever brought up school. I don't know. I could be completely wrong.
Wow. Because again, I thought they just went to school. I didn't know.
I don't think they... I, to my knowledge, I don't think any of them even talk about school. I don't know.
That's funny.
I don't think so. I think they just get right into, like, the whole crime fighting. I think they do. Like, I don't even know if they even bring it up. But again, I could be completely wrong.
It does say that the high school, the two locations, April attends Eastman High School and April interviews the turtles at a building reading The Laird, and that is for Peter Laird and Kevin Eastman.
Yeah.
The creators of TMNT.
Yeah.
That's very cute. Love that. The turtles discuss Mark Ruffalo improvising the diner scene in Avengers Endgame. And that scene includes Paul Rudd, who played Mondo Gecko, and Chris Evans, who was seen in the cardboard cutout.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Wow.
That was just so funny.
Oh, this one's funny. During the car shop fight, there's a brief snippet of Vanilla Ice's ninja rap from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze from 1991. If you listen closely for Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
There was also like a sound bite that kept playing where it would be like, I'm a ninja or something like that.
Mm. Okay, just throughout the entire movie or during that scene or?
I think around Rat Dad.
Mm.
Possibly. I just loved Rat Dad. He was so cute. I'm really glad that he didn't die.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Super glad he didn't die.
Seth Rogen plays Bebop, who's a warthog. He also played Pumbaa in The Lion King.
Oh! Okay, yeah, I was trying to remember who Bebop was. I could not remember. Thought it was very cute when they took in all of the mutants who wanted to, you know, get away from Superfly, because they just wanted a family, and Superfly definitely like offered that as something at first, mm-hmm. but then it kind of became this like toxic, unhealthy relationship, and
yeah,
they all just wanted a family. An actual loving and supportive family.
Yeah.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right. I don't have any more on here. You guys can go check it out. There's tons of other fun trivia on here.
The first TMNT movie to have a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Really?
I did see that. I did see that.
There's not... Really?
I mean, I guess none of the other ones are that good. I don't know.
That's baffling to me.
This one is really good. Like, this is a good, really good movie.
This is really great, yeah.
If this didn't have...
Go ahead.
If this didn't have any other backstory, like this was not any other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like if this was just a fresh story, it would be great.
Mm-hmm. And like, and anyone who's a TMNT noob like we are, it's really great. It's really great.
Exactly. Okay. Plot keywords?
Let's see. Plot keywords. Oops, I was one too far. Nope. Yes. Nope. Here we go. All right. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, superhero, based on comic book, based on comic, IDW Publishing.
What? Okay. Okay.
That's specific. Okay.
What else is on that tag?
I'm looking. Let's see. Probably all the other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies. Yes, there's one from 2014.
Dude, there's a lot.
I think that's the one I was thinking of, but this one's live action. Yes, this is the one I was thinking of, but it's live. Okay. But it's live action.
And I did say 10 years ago. I was right. It was basically 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow. They looked really scary in this one.
The 2007 one, they looked horrible.
They at least look different from each other, but they look scary. They look so scary. Okay.
This movie got a 74 Metascore, and Metacritic is back up.
Thank goodness.
It got a 41 positive, 6 mixed, and 0 negatives.
I'm still looking at this weird IDW publishing tag. It's so random. It's like other TMNT stuff. It's something Transformers is on here. And then it's like some random movies. Like, I really... A Saw movie? A Saw movie has this tag. I don't... It's so random. I don't understand.
It is very random.
Okay. Let me get to the
Metacritic. So the highest ones we have are some 91s, and the lowest ones we have are some 50 from the Boston Globe. Come on, Odie Henderson. You know, sometimes you have some things to say that are good, and sometimes you don't. I don't.
Wow, you ragging on Odie?
Odie? Come on.
You ragging on Odie? Oh my god. Oh wow. All right. The cowabunga dudes have become cowaboring. Okay. Okay.
That's a terrible... What?
I will admit this movie did drag in some spots. But it was a very quick movie too. Like it was...
Yeah. It was short.
I think the beginning kind of dragged slightly. Slightly. But then it picked up really well, and then it was over. Like it was had an hour and 30-minute runtime? Like it wasn't even that long.
I'm gonna read this New York Times 60. It says, a film unintentionally stuck in its own kind of adolescence, Mutant Mayhem, has plenty of charms, but tries so hard to be cool, funny, and relevant, so totally online, that it forgets to kick back with a slice, some buds, and you know, just vibe. Is that what you expect from these kind of movies? New York Times?
I feel like this blurb in itself was a contradiction, because it did do that. Kick back with a slice, some buds, and vibe. It did do that.
I don't know what... Maybe they just didn't like because it was way too... Like, it did have a lot of references in it, and it was... kind of over the top with the references and the discussions of today's stuff. But sure. Like I said, kids talk about that constantly. So I don't know if it's like exactly, like I think it really vibes with them because they're teens and all they do is talk about media and stuff.
Yeah. And I feel like it had a pretty good balance between, you know, the references that the older TMNT fans would appreciate. But then, yeah, making these characters something that the new generation can relate to. And I feel like they were a perfect visual of how teens are today. Just squirrely and chaotic.
Slant Magazine 75 says, it's a film that feels ripped right out of high school art class notebook and sounds like a Twitch stream.
Oh my gosh. Jeez.
Okay, Emily, pick one of the top ones.
All right. Oh my god, we have so many. Oh my god, did you count how many 80s? Oh my gosh. Oh, never mind, sorry.
No, I didn't. There's a lot.
There were a million. I counted. There's a million. Okay, here we go. So, we got Consequence, but I'm going to go with Original Sin for this time. A thoroughly endearing movie that's difficult to dislike. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem tackles the basic themes of the characters Eastman and Laird originally instilled in their stories, like acceptance, growing up, or just simply wanting to do the right thing.
Adorable. Cute.
I love that.
I love that we watched this movie. It was very, very cute.
It was on our list. It was definitely something that you and I were interested and watching at some point. Of course, we didn't make it to the theaters to watch it, but it did come to streaming fairly recently. Where did you watch it?
On Paramount Plus.
Okay. So yes, it is on there for anyone to watch.
Actually, all of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are on there. Every single one.
Really?
Everything. Do you want me to go there and tell you what is on there? They have a collection.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Tell me.
See if I can find it. I can't find. Gotta get it open.
I can wait.
Okay. Teenage.
Oh, we never took a break.
We're
having too good of a time.
I'll just put it in there. It's fine. Okay. So they've got this, looks like a documentary called Turtle Power, The Definitive History of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turtle Power!
The Nickelodeon show Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is seems like it's a more recent show. The older Nickelodeon show Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then the oldest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show. And then it looks like another movie based on one of those Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There's three Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated movies that look very, very frightening. I think they're from the 90s. Uh-huh. They kind of almost look like puppets. That's how bad that they look. There's Mutant Mayhem, and then there's the 2007, and then the Out of the Shadows 2014 one, I believe.
Yeah, I believe.
So there's a lot. 2016.
Like a live action one.
2016. Out of the Shadows. This one has Laura Linney in it.
What?
And these don't look like teens. These look like full-blown adults.
Yeah. I feel like that's usually how they end up looking. Is they look more adult than teen.
Right. Okay, there's that, everybody.
All right. Wow. The TMNT collection on Paramount Plus. Yeah. There you go. If only Paramount Plus was sponsoring this podcast, that'd be fun. But we don't have that. All right.
Any sponsors would be fun.
Yeah, dude. Any sponsor would be great. All right. Is that it? Is all I have to say?
Yeah.
This movie was very cute. Definitely go check it out. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.